I think, whether you want to hear this or not, I think Democratic leaders in the state have shown great leadership in getting this dramatic change, I think, in the environment in Pennsylvania regarding COVID and the restrictions being dropped, getting things going again. It's a massive. I know folks are cynical, and I know folks are COVID burnout, and I know you're tired of hearing about it, but it's a big, big, big deal. And Democratic leader Jay Costa had a lot to do with it. Jay, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Marty. Doing well, thank you.
I don't think we can overstate the significance of this.
This is big news yesterday that the governor laid out and gave us a plan to go forward as a commonwealth. And I think that with caution that we need to continue to seek the vaccination and get to a 70% number before we start to unmask. But I just think you're right. Listen, we got off to a slow start, but I think over the course of the past month or 6 weeks, they've responded well to addressing the needs once the supply came. And now it's putting us in position that we can open up our economy again. People can get back to some semblance of normalcy going forward, and it's just good news.
I know you're very active in terms of how you listen to constituents, and you're very active in terms of taking those ideas to Harrisburg. And and I know you're hearing this, but there, now we have this chance to open up. And I went out to dinner last night, and every single restaurant I've been to in the last month, and then I had a restaurant owner on the show, they're dramatically short-staffed. And you know this, Jay. There's hundreds of thousands of openings right now that no one wants. One of the restaurant guys who has 600 employees said there should be some sort of incentive to get folks back to work because people are COVID lazy. What's your take on the dramatic shortage of folks who won't work or don't want to work or don't want to go back to work, sir?
I think it's an issue, Marty, and I think it's something we have to recognize and come to grips with. There are a number of people who believe that it's not in their best financial interest to go back to work at this moment in time, likely associated with unemployment. So we got to figure out a way to rectify the problem and get people back into the workforce. I just did a Zoom call moments ago with a group out of a project out in Oakmont that they're offering an incentive to employees to stay 6 months as a means of recruiting. So you talk about the incentives, but that's a private sector employer doing that. We need to, at the Commonwealth level and at the federal level, figure out a way to get folks back to work, and because we have a lot of people who have the need. You know, we're going to move into, particularly with our small businesses and our hospitality community especially, we're moving into a recovery phase, as we like to call it. We need to help and assist these folks, not only with financial, meet their financial demands. We're going to do some stuff with the bars and restaurants for the pricing of alcohol and the like to assist them for the next couple of years, but also with their employment. It's great to have discounts increased for liquor and other products, but if you don't have a workforce to be able to serve it, it creates a problem. So we have to take steps to fix that, and I agree with you 100%, and that's some of the conversations we're talking about.
Are you, Jay? So this doesn't fall on deaf ears. It's not as if you're sitting there and you haven't heard this stuff. And it's dramatic, is it not, Jay?
It is dramatic. I would tell you, members from, you know, I do a caucus call with all my members twice a week, and I can tell you there are a number of members in different parts of the states that are hearing the same thing from folks in various sectors of our economy, that they simply don't have the workforce. And you see it when you look, you drive down the street, you see the small businesses say, you know, help wanted. You see the TV ads are going on. I mean, anywhere you look, you see it taking place. So it's an issue we need to address going forward if we're going to have a full and complete recovery over a period of time.
Well, Jay, we were kind of raised, our parents made us work, incentivized us. My father had a boot that would incentivize us to work. I'm kind of curious as to what's your take on that? Has the dynamic changed? Has the culture changed? Has the attitude changed? Or is it COVID where folks just kind of changed their attitude about, I kind of like it at home, I'm cool with that?
Yeah, I can't speak to exactly why, what changed over the course of time. I just think, work ethic has changed over the years, let's put it that way, generationally, but I can't speak to exactly, in this particular instance, what the case may be, what motivates people to take steps that they do or don't do. But I do think, you know, you're right. I mean, I was raised that way as well. My uncle and my dad's grocery store in Lommer Avenue, we got paid $2 a week. To work and stock shelves, and we were like 12 or 13, and you always had that work ethic. But going forward, you know, we have to figure out a way to help our small businesses that are suffering from this, certainly the financial suffering they're dealing with, but also not having a workforce, and I think that's a dilemma that we're trying to deal with.
So Jay, not to beat on this, but I think it's really important. So you're actually trying to drill down on specifically what the state can do to motivate folks to get back to work, to the jobs that are sitting there waiting for them, sir.
There's no question that that's part of the more comprehensive conversation. We've raised it among ourselves, among our members, about what steps we would want to recommend either to the administration or to the conference or chamber across the state. We're just trying to put our arms around what's the best way to approach this. Or is it a situation where you just sort of just wait it out until things start to change with respect to unemployment and the like?
That's actually a great point. So Karen, who sends me notes every day, and they're profound, what I am hoping for is this incentive doesn't continue after August or September. Isn't that really the cure here? Quit paying people after August.
It could be. If that's what's motivating people, Marty, to take that position, then I think that would be a factor. I just think we have to drill down, as you indicated, and find out exactly why it is that people have reluctance maybe to go back to work or go into work in a particular sector. It could be that they've lost interest in that sector and are moving into other places. So they may no longer be interested in the hospitality work, for example, but rather find interesting work somewhere else that they are moving to. So that could be the case. So I think we have to really look into it and find out exactly why it is that that we have this dilemma that we're facing and how long it's going to take for us to work through it and what we need to do from a Commonwealth standpoint to fix or try to address it.
Democratic leader Jay Costa. Hey, Jay, can we get to this 70% of vaccination before Memorial Day? Before.
Yes, I do. I think we can. I think we have to do a better job or increase the work that we're doing with respect to addressing hesitancy.
Yep.
Better convey to folks that it's not only important for themselves to be vaccinated, but there are other family members and loved ones and other people in the community. So we have to really encourage people to get vaccinated. I think that's how we get there. And we can do it in 3.5 weeks or so. I think it could be done. Do I think we get to 70% by Memorial Day? Probably not. I think we're looking likely probably, you know, maybe midsummer to late summer, at least of the projections that I received from Secretary of Health yesterday. We had a call with her on all this. But I think that we can get there on the masking part. It's just going to take a little longer than May 31st.
Jay Costa, you know, I'm very straight up with people. You're one of the go-to guys that always tells the truth and is always out there representing people, and I think that's all we can hope for.
Thanks, Marty.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate your time.
No problem. Talk to you again soon.